Take a trip with me. Hi, my loves. Welcome to this month's episode called Descent into the Roots, which is an essential key on your spiritual development and multidimensional development as a human being in order to build your foundation and truly strive and truly have that foundation so that you can reach your deepest and highest potential as a badass that you are meant to be. So this episode is an audio from a YouTube video that I just uploaded. So this is what I'm going to be doing now. I want the podcast and the YouTube video every month to have this content and monthly codes that I really want to share with you all. So enjoy. A quick side note before you dive into the main topic of the podcast. I just listened to the audio and I realized that there is a little bit of background noise, which is not loud, but it is noticeable. So I do apologize about that. I didn't realize when I was recording it. But I hope that it doesn't bother you too much and that you are still able to receive all of the codes that are being delivered to you. And definitely in my upcoming episodes, I will be more considerate and aware of my surroundings. All right, much love. Descent into the roots is essential in order to build your foundation as a human being who is meant for greatness, as a human being who is here to build an empire. If you are here as an alchemist, if you are here as a awakening human being, if you are here knowing that you have a magnificent mission here on earth, whether it's a shaman, a medicine woman, a mother who is birthing consciously now, a mother who is going to homeschool her children, and perhaps build her own community of free birthing mothers and children who are coming into the world through free birth. Maybe you are here actually working in 3D, yet you are that light of consciousness that is transcending the debris of finite stagnancy from those places, and you're a visionary and you're creating something new rooted in eternal source. If you are in service to the law of eternal life, sweetheart, if you are a starseed, you have to descend into the roots and build your foundation first. An empire with no foundation is bound to crumble. It's bound to fall. An empire that is built on lies. An empire that is built on finite, unnatural basis is bound to fall. This is why the finite matrix is falling. Because the finite matrix is not rooted in eternal source. So, as a human being who is on a spiritual journey, as a human being who is on a journey of embodiment, it is essential to build your foundation. It is essential to descend your consciousness into the body, all the way into the roots. So you can begin building the empire that is self-regenerative, because this empire is going to be anchored in the fertile soil of your roots that will be anchored in eternal source. Many people, when waking up spiritually, me included, we immediately say, oh my God, I see light in the end of the tunnel. Fuck this 3D, you know, I'm gonna leave that shit. I don't need it. I see heaven on earth. So I'm going to live in heaven on earth. I really don't care what happens over there in 3D. All these sleeping people. I really don't care because I'm over it. And you know, a lot of people go through this. A lot of people, when they wake up, they immediately go into higher dimensions. And it's normal. It's normal to do that at first, in the beginning phases of your spiritual journey. Me personally, I got out of a very abusive, disgusting relationship. Then I had depression. And then I started waking up after that. Yes, I was traumatized by this world. I was traumatized by all of the shenanigans, by all of the atrocities, by the toxic relationships. I was so traumatized by all of this that I was like, fuck all this. I'm going up into higher frequencies. And me personally, I'm a very feminine being. I naturally, I'm very intuitive. I'm very like flowy. And because when I first woke up, I was demonizing masculinity because I was traumatized by predator consciousness in men. We'll talk about this a lot in future videos, okay? I was traumatized like most women, all women, by the predator consciousness in men. I'm not saying that men are predators. I'm saying that there is a predator consciousness that possesses men a lot. And women too, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyways, I was so traumatized and I was confused, okay? I associated masculinity with patriarchy, and I associated patriarchy with toxic masculinity. So within my being, I completely disregarded the masculine energy that is within me, because we all have both feminine and masculine energy. So I completely disregarded it. I demonized it. And I flew on my fairy wings. I flew upwards into the clouds of new earth and heaven on earth, and all of the different streams of all of the different streams that you can get into when you first start waking up, you know, especially new age. I mean, most of us go directly into new age right when we first wake up. And that's what happened. I went straight into new age. I started awakening my witch lineage, my intuitive abilities, started remembering things, you know, my priestess lineage as well. And that was all fun and games. It was great. And for about 3 years, the first 3 years of my spiritual awakening, I was, what I feel, I was rehabilitating from the lower dimensions, and I was connecting with my higher stations of identity. A lot of us do this. A lot of us do this. People wake up and they go directly into their starseed identity. Yeah. I'm a Pleiadian. I'm a Lyran. I'm this. I'm that. So that's what happens at first. And what can happen is, when you go directly upwards and you just leave all of that stuff behind, you leave the unconscious behind, you leave the lower dimensions behind, because you're so traumatized by this world, And you go into rehabilitation time period with your higher stations of identity, what happens a lot is people spend too much time in the higher realms. They spend too much time in the higher frequencies to the point where they begin to disassociate from the rest of the world. They begin to, you know, when it's actually time to come back with your new awakened consciousness, it's time to bring that in down. It's time to come back into the lower dimensions so that you can clear all of that you left behind. People don't want to do that. People don't want to come back into lower frequencies. People want to stay up there, you know, in the rainbows and sunshines and unicorns and starseed stuff. Like, yeah, it's fun. However, at some point, when you continue disassociating, when you continue bypassing that inner calling to return to the lower dimensions, you are actually bypassing the call of the natural law. The reason why you are supposed to return to the lower dimensions is because there's a part of you there. There's a part of you that still lives in the lower dimensions. That's one of the main reasons why you need to come back. You need to come back into the roots. That's one of the main reasons, because when you keep flying in the clouds, you're not whole. And you don't have all of the skills that you need to navigate this world. In my personal experience, I disassociated to the point where I had anxiety going to the grocery store. Actually, I know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people experience anxiety going to the grocery store. And you know why? Because we are disassociated from certain parts of ourselves that are well equipped to go into the grocery store and handle business and get done what needs to get done. However, me personally, again, when I was rehabilitating in the higher dimensions, I was in my higher priestess, you know, microdosing, plant medicine, starseed, all of that stuff, I had anxiety going to the grocery store and saying a few words to the cashier. I had anxiety. I was anxious to actually be here on earth and communicate with other people. And mind you, this is not the first time I had anxiety. I've had anxiety way before as well. Before my awakening, I've had social anxiety. When I had anxiety, it was because I was disassociating at some point. I was disassociating from some part of myself. That's why I had anxiety, okay? So let's bring it back. So I was flying in the higher dimensions while a part of me was left behind in the lower dimensions. And I was up here and I was thinking like, oh, I'm already in heaven on earth. I had no skills to make money. I did not wanna anything that had to do with like 3D would just like make me nauseous. And it took a very harsh descent into the roots for me to actually sober up and look at this world. We are in a battlefield, my friends. We are in an actual battlefield. Yes, there's also heaven on earth. That's what we're here to do. But we cannot create heaven on earth if we don't fully shine the light of our awareness and our consciousness on the absolute chaos, abuse, and torture that is also part of this planet. It is part of the lower dimensions, and it's been part of it for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. When people wake up and they go right up into higher dimensions and they don't want to come down, at some point, some people get hijacked by entities who can see that these people don't have a foundation of their own. That's why people get hijacked by entities of false light. People think that they are embodying some kind of gods and goddesses. And of course, we can embody aspects of gods and goddesses. However, the way it happens to these people who don't have a foundation in their roots, it can go beyond, they can get really lost. Because they don't have their own foundation and they're identifying with an entity outside of themselves. Like I said, we are in a battlefield. And the fact that I can sit here and say that is so amazing, because a year ago, that shit would make me nauseous. I would not be able to say that. If someone would say, we're in a battlefield, we're in a war, there's a war on consciousness, I would be like, please don't talk to me about that. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to be in a battlefield. I don't want to be in the fucking war. The fuck? I want harmony. I want beauty. I want fulfillment. I want love. I want softness. I don't want battlefield. I did not want to hear that. I did not want to think about that. And also, a funny fact about me, I was not able to think about death. I did not accept death as part of our life here on earth. I thought that death was a part of the finite matrix, that it was part of 3D, and it would not touch me. Yeah. And at some extent, that is true. However, it is part of transformation. Death is part of transformation. Death is a gateway. Death is a portal. And because finite entities who are possessed by very inverted consciousness, they have programmed humanity to fear death because of everything that they have done, because of the unnatural order of things that they have created here. Or more so, they don't create anything. They just clone and copy, and that's why chaos happens. So all of the, you know, tragedies and accidents that cause people to leave their bodies, that's not natural. And that's why I was fearing death. Because I was bypassing death, I was disassociated from this world, and I was not able to connect with that part of me that has the skills to navigate this world. Where I was in the higher dimensions, I was able to do spiritual stuff, yes. But what's the point of having the codes and the wisdom of higher dimensions if you're not able to actually bring it into the body, into the lower dimensions, and actually materialize it into the world? So, one of my cats died last year. And that is what brought me into the roots and into the lower dimensions. The cat's name was Shaman. Yes. And he did exactly what shamans do. He led me through the veils of dimensions, and he dragged my ass into the underworld. The underworld that I was running away from for years. Because I was traumatized, and because I did not know how to navigate it. Now, when that reality check came through, and I was forced to look at death, I was able to start seeing, like, okay, yeah, I can see that there's a battlefield. I can see that. I can see the attacks, the energetic attacks. I can see that there's a lot of chaos going on, and I'm now able to navigate it. Because when I was descended into the underworld, I reconnected with an aspect of me that possesses the skills to successfully navigate this world like a warrior. And I'm not afraid anymore. Well, fear comes up sometimes, but the point is I don't let fear stop me. So, descent into the roots. Essential. You must bring your consciousness into the roots if you are planning to achieve anything in life that's going to last. This video is mostly focused on that. I have a lot to say about this because I believe that this is going to be the foundation of work that I do, and this is the foundation of a lot of codes that I'll be sharing with you all. This is the foundation. Before you continue, before you get excited, you can get excited, but before you get completely swayed by the excitement of how amazing your purpose here is, remember, you have to anchor your consciousness into your roots first. You have to anchor your consciousness into the roots first, so that whatever you build, whatever you are here to build, whatever you're here to create as a human being, is going to be self-regenerative. If you skip this part, whatever you're going to be building is going to keep crashing. I'm not casting a spell on you. I'm just saying facts. Just think about it. If it's not rooted in the earth, in the fertile earth, if the roots are not devoted to being anchored in the fertile earth, whatever growth is, I mean, it's not even going to grow. You know, this is, I just want to flow about shadow alchemy now, because the talk about anchoring your consciousness in your roots and descending yourself into the roots is really leading into shadow alchemy, which is something that I'm very passionate about. And I do want to talk about this in my next video, because it's a lot, and it's also going to be the topic of my next course that I launch that's going to change lives. Let's just wrap it up here. I feel complete for now for this first video regarding the descent into the underworld. There's much more to be said. However, I feel that I covered the essential first step, and something for y'all to meditate on, something for y'all to sit with, and that is all, my loves, for this month episode, Descent into the Roots. Come on my Instagram at Tantric Rebel, that's Tantric with a K, and let me know how you feel about this. Let me know what comes up for you.
Did you have an experience like this where you had to descend into lower dimensions and stop disassociating and only living in the star state identity? Or are you still disassociating perhaps, and this was a wake-up call for you? My DMs are always open for discussion. And come visit my website, tantricrebellion.love, where you can subscribe to my newsletter and get updated on all of the codes, all of the upcoming events and offerings. I have so much brewing for y'all. Oh my goddess. And yeah, you'll also get updated on YouTube videos, on new podcasts, literally everything. You get updated on it. And yeah, other than that, I feel complete and sending you so much love.